Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كان الناس أمة واحدة صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And so what is iman? Very simple question. What is the definition of iman? It is very beautifully explained by our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَإِذَا سَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. That when your good deeds make you happy, when your good deeds make you happy, that Allah gave you the tawfiq to come and perform salah, it makes you happy inside. And when the wrong actions, as in guna, sins, make you feel hurt inside, that there is pain, that I have done something wrong, that is iman. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that is what you call iman. And this condition must be with us forever. That a person is inclined towards a'mal-e saliha, good deeds, and when Allah gives him the tawfiq to do something good, alhamdulillah, inside he feels good. MashaAllah, I know of so many young people on a voluntary base, they will go to janaza, and they will help with the burial. MashaAllah, good deeds. As a reminder of death and the hereafter, good actions. So your good deeds make you feel happy. But if you have done something that is wrong, an action which a believer should not commit to, he should not do this, a guna, then inside there is a lot of pain, he is disturbed. Ya Allah, what did I do? That ahsas, that condition, if it is inside, alhamdulillah. If you missed your fajr salah, when you wake up, you are not happy. Ya Allah, today I did not pray my fajr salah. What an evil act. How shaitan made me go to sleep. If you are talking on the phone with a lady that you shouldn't be talking and communicating with, you feel hurt, you are perturbed, you are disturbed, there is something in your mind that is not allowing you to be happy, then that is what we call iman. Now if a person does not feel anything, even if he is doing something that is good, or even if he is doing something that is wrong, and if he indulges in sins, but that realization in the heart is not there, then there is something wrong with that individual. This would mean that he does not know what is right and what is wrong. And if you don't know what is right and what is wrong, then you are in a very difficult situation. So that is why, alhamdulillah, as believers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has explained to us what is iman. That when you do something good, it should make you feel happy. And if you have done something that is wrong, it should make you upset, naraz, angry. You should feel pain, you should be sad in your heart. When we have understood this, another very important question which stems from this topic of understanding what is iman: what are good deeds? What is the definition of good deeds? We also need to know what are good deeds. There might be somebody doing something totally wrong, and he will say to you, no, this is something that is absolutely fine and nothing wrong with it. So as believers, we must know what is iman, but most importantly, we must also know what is the meaning and the definition of good deeds. What are a'mal-e saliha, righteous deeds? And so a'mal-e saliha, righteous deeds, my respected brothers, is something that has been labeled by all of the prophets that came in this dunya. From the very beginning, the prophets would come in this dunya and tell all of humanity, all of insaniyat, what is right and what is wrong. What are considered to be good deeds that Allah will be happy with you. And what is a guna, sins, that these are the things that you must do ijtinab and stay away from. That is why the first man, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, look how foolish human beings are. They want to cut away from Adam alayhi salam and they say human beings were monkeys. And the first transformation, evolution that came was from Lucy. Tawbah. How shaitan plays with your mind. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was the first man who came in this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. And how he was created, that is mentioned. How he came down, that is mentioned. The du'as that he made, that is mentioned. And the knowledge given to him, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَىٰ كُلَّهَا. Allah gave him the knowledge of everything. So the first man that came in dunya, he was the man that Allah chose as foundation for all of humanity to explain to his children and to all of the people that were there, what is right and what is wrong. If you do this, you will be rewarded. If you do this, this is guna. And so good deeds are only that what is endorsed by the messenger. Good deeds are only that which is endorsed by the messenger. Please listen very carefully. It's a very important topic. These are things that are basics. But alhamdulillah, you know, it's the basic things that sometimes we don't understand. Adam alayhi salam came, he explained to the people what are good deeds. And then quickly to bypass, go back all the way, go forward, fast forward to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam continued from all the messengers, explained again, do this, this is right, this is wrong, do this, this is right. Then fast forward, go to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam said the same thing. Worship only Allah, do this, this is right, you do this, this is wrong. Fast forward, come back to Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam said the same thing. I am not the son of God. Don't worship me. I am the servant of Allah. Worship Allah. Be careful of shirk. And then fast forward comes the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam again gave, subhanallah, a very comprehensive, deep understanding of a'mal salihah, of all the good actions that have been mentioned, are clearly identified in the Sharia of our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then you have shaitan. What shaitan does is that he invites you to guna, sins. Where does he invite you? To guna. Now what he does is that not only does he open up sins for you, but he will want to prove to you that this sin is not a sin. He will want to logically explain to you, legitimize the wrong to be right. This is what he does all his life. He is such an arrogant creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is not even prepared to accept the wrong that he invites people to. He says, no, this is not the wrong, this is right. And he will go on to explain why this is right. He will bring logic in front of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us. In this modern world today, modern women, they want to marry, that's fine. But they don't want to become a mother. They don't want to become a mother. They don't want to get pregnant. Why? Because I will lose my figure. What does shaitan tell? How does he play with the mind? I will lose my figure. Ye khubsurat jism mera. And then why you want to take responsibility? Be free. Enjoy life. If you have a baby, you have to look after the baby, and that is it. Take him to school, take him madrasa, do this, do that, look after him. This entire responsibility. Why do you want to become a mother? But anyway, the most important topic here is how shaitan logically will want to play with the minds. A lot of people, when they come to the masjid and when they visit you, well, not now anyway because of lockdown, they say that, why are there so many religions in the world? Why are there so many religions in the world? Now listen to this very carefully, my respected brothers. Religion is only one. Religion is only. Allah says in the Quran, "Kan an-nasu ummatan wahida." Second part, "Kan an-nasu ummatan wahida." Humanity and how Allah created insaniyat, religion and ummah was only one. There is only one ummah. And there is only one deen. And that is Islam. Islam did not begin by the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Islam began by the coming of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasallam. Do you understand, my brothers? Religion was only one. There was no such thing as other religions. The first man that came, this, again, pack of lies that, you know, Hinduism is the oldest religion. I don't know where you get that from. By the oldest religion, in fact, the only religion is Islam. Allah is saying that, kanan nasu ummata wahida. And we have a trail, we can explain that to you logically. The first man was the Nabi of Allah. His name is? Why do we name our children Adam? Why? Because he was the Nabi of Allah. But what happened? How did you have so many other religions? Very simple. When Adam alayhi salam came down also, Shaitan also came down. When Adam came down, who also came down? Shaitan. Now Shaitan, in the early days, what he would do, when insaniyat and humanity was not so many in numbers, he would actually come in the form of a human being to deceive people. Because he's a jinn. And the first thing that he concocted as a form of religion is idolatry. What is it? So you had the pious people that passed away. So he said, you know what? These pious people make their faces, images, idols, and put them in your house as a source of barakah. And then slowly he pushed the next generation to worship them. And this is how idol worshipping came into existence. So now you had the people who are worshipping only Allah and another group of people that were worshipping idols. So now Shaitan started his group of people. Do you understand? So this is how it came about. When human beings move away and turn away from the original state, that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra." Every child is born as a Muslim. Why? Why is a child born as a Muslim? Because there is only one deen. What is that? There is only one deen. Allah is your Khaliq. And Allah created Adam alayhi salam. They were not monkeys and crocodiles and all this. This is another creation of Allah, animals. Allah says that. Allah says that in the Quran. That Allah also created the animals, and the animals have been scattered in this dunya. And subhanallah, thereafter, Shaitan started his work. So whenever other prophets came, Shaitan started to break that religion of oneness of Allah, Tawheed, and give it a spin so people understand it otherwise. So even Judaism was tampered with. So if you look at Judaism, a group from amongst the Jews were worshipping the calf. What were they worshipping? The calf. When Musa alayhi salam went for atiqaf, the group started worshipping the calf. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. And then the Yahud said that Uzair is the son of God. And then Shaitan played with them and said that you are not to accept Isa alayhi salam as the Nabi of Allah. So they stopped taking another prophet or accepting another prophet at also Isa alayhi salam. There was a split. So Shaitan now opens up idolatry, worshipping stones, and then you have Judaism was tampered with, broken into, the seal was broken. And then when Isa alayhi salam came, Shaitan did not rest. He says, you know what, I have to break the back of the followers of Jesus, because he was the Nabi of Allah. So now he sits with his team and all of them sit together. And they decide that, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to take with us as many people into Jahannam? So we don't want to go to Jahannam just in few numbers. We have to take many people. So then they did mashwara and they said, you know what? One easy way to explain to the people is that Jesus was born without a father. So let's invent this complete new doctrine that Jesus has now become the Son of God.
So now they came up with this idea, and the people who were weak and new, so they started playing with the minds. No, no, look at the miracles that he is showing. Look at this, he did this, he did that, he did this. He's the Son of God. And then you had the foolish people, Shaitan made fools out of them, and then you had this group that emerged, and they were now saying that Jesus is Son of God. I'm explaining to you in a sequence for us to understand the basics, that Allah's Nabi first explained that understand what is Iman. After that, understand what is a good deed. And then we are continuing from there. And the good deeds was explained to us by the prophets. And Shaitan, what he does is the complete opposite. So he started playing with the Jews, the Christians, and everybody that came. And then, the most difficult time for Shaitan was at the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It comes in the books that there was this loud scream that Shaitan gave at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was panic amongst the camps of Shayateen, and they were worried that Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, left. We worked very hard to tamper with the Injil, with the New Testament. We changed the verses here and there. We even mocked with the Torah, the book that was revealed upon Musa alayhi salam. But now finally the final battle is with this Nabi and his Ummah. What do we do? So in anger, Shaitan, at the birth of Rasulullah, the Shaitan was screaming. And at the birth of every Muslim, the Shaitan goes to general hospital at the ward. And what does he do to a Muslim baby? Huh? Pinch, pinch, pinch. Umar, you've had the pinch too, I'm sure. So the Shaitan will pinch you. It's in the hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. This is nafrat to show how much we hate you. Now, subhanallah, he tried his level best. That let me tamper first and fabricate verses of the Quran. Move and switch verses of the Quran. He tried and he tried and he tried, but not successful. Why? Because in this ummah you have hafiz of the Quran, you have ulama, muhaddis, mufassir that are there safeguarding the Quran, the message of the Quran. Sahaba were the first people, first batch. Hadith has been preserved, the Quran has been preserved. He finds it very, very difficult now. Very difficult. Subhanallah. That is why there was this man. He wanted to know which is the true religion in the world. So he says, I will open up a bookshop. And he got three books. He said, there are three main religions: Christianity, Islam and Judaism. So he got the Torah, and what he did is that he mixed up the chapters and the verses of Torah, and he did the same with Injil, and he did the same with the Quran. And he saw all the copies, and he printed a few copies, and then he gave to the Jews their Torah, to the Christians their Injil, and to the Muslims the Quran. And he says that I waited for 1 month, not a single Jew came back to me to return the copy of Torah, nor a Christian came back to me to return the Injil. But every copy of the Quran that was given was returned back, and a warning was given to me. How dare you put this fake book in front of people? This is not the Quran. He says, when I realized that people were returning back to me what I said to them was the Quran, I realized that the true religion is Islam, and Islam is the religion that has been given divine protection. Subhanallah. So Shaitan tried his level best. So now he can't actually tamper with the Quran, Hadith and things like that. So now what Shaitan started doing with the Ummah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please follow me brothers, with the Ummah, is he decided that I will misguide them in their Aqeedah. I will misguide them in their beliefs. What is it? So he can't remove verses of the Quran. He can't do anything with the Hadith. You've got Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Mu'tah Imam Malik, the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. You've got Nasa'i, Abu Dawud. You've got all the Hadith, and then you've got at a lower scale, you've got Riyaz al-Saliheen, you've got, you know, the Seerah of Huzur alayhi salam, from Qazi Ayazi Shifa to Seerah Ibn Hisham. All of the books have been preserved. What does he do now? So he starts now tampering with the Aqeedah. What does he do? Let me play around with the Aqeedah. So whatever I can take with me is good enough. So for an example, in the modern world, Shaitan became very successful in forming a group which was born in India during the British rule, and this new religion was concocted, and it is called Qadianism. What is it? Qadianism. So the founder of Qadianism was a man whose name is Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. What is his name? Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. He was given a lot of wealth, and you know, money was given to him from who? You know that. And slowly what he started preaching, winning the hearts of people, slowly, slowly, when you have poor people, Muslims who are farmers, who didn't have a lot of knowledge, education, slowly he got all of them. And first he said, you know, I am your Khalifa, I am your leader, and they took him to be a great grandstand alim. Then he says, you know what, I'm not just an alim, I am a Masih also. You know, what is a Masih? Nobody knew about it. But then he started preaching that I am the successor to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so I am a Nabi that comes after him. Aliyaz billah. And these are the Qadianis. So, a chunk of this ummah, and so that is why you have now in television, the different, what do we call it? The channels, different channels. You have also Ahmadiyya that are there. And when they speak, they're very, very diplomatic. Very diplomatic. And so one way this ummah was misled was from Qadianism and other sources. And another great way this ummah was misled was by Shiism. So Shiism was another way Shaitan came in. And Shiism, to break Islam, Shaitan, what he said, I can't mess around with the Quran, the Hadith, so let me play with the minds of people. And he started this new scheme. And he says, how can Hazrat Abu Bakr be the Khalifa when he is not closely related to him, when you have Hazrat Ali? And this is disrespect to the Ahle Bayt, to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Hazrat Ali should have been the Khalifa. And so now you have this new group that emerges. So Shaitan has been extremely successful. Do you understand how he works, my respected brothers? So when we talk about how all these different denominations and how these different groups came about, it's only when we don't understand revelation and when we move out from our foundation, which is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. And then I want to take it even further. So brothers, please follow me. Number one, understand what is Iman. Number two, with Iman also understand the definition and the meaning of good deeds. And if you don't know good deeds, Shaitan is going to play with you. And he will tell you the wrong to be right. And then how all the different religions that also came in this dunya, very briefly. And then what had happened? The Quran says, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And then Allah says, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. Then Allah, out of His infinite mercy, was sending the messengers in this dunya. So the prophets were coming, reminding people and protecting the iman, that look, safeguard your iman, this is right, this is wrong. So more than 100,000 prophets came. And then to help people to make sure, because a prophet might stay, won't able to stay for a very long period of time. Allah's Nabi was only 63 years of age. Isa alayhi salam also was uplifted at a young age. So Allah anzala ma'ahumul kitab. The Quran says what we did is that we revealed to the communities a book. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُ فِي. So this book was to be the laws for humanity, all of humanity. The book that is revealed is the law of the country, the law of the society. This everything comes from the book that is revealed. And the Quran says, لِيَحْكُمَ, and the book will guide them in all the matters in which they differed. So they have ikhtilaf. The Quran or the book that was revealed to the Prophet will tell you what is right and what is wrong. So now what had happened is that when the books that were revealed were taken by people as a book of law by which everything was governed and dictated, Shaitan didn't like that. Because Shaitan wanted to make sure that the doors of guna and sins open up. And until the books that have been revealed are there, the books are an obstacle. So Shaitan now started saying, if you call for Sharia law, you're an extremist, you're a terrorist. These books are not there for humanity, for right now, for us. You know, these are old books and we have new laws. So Shaitan, what happened is that, came up with man-made laws. So he opened up this new avenue that forget the revelation, replace everything with man-made laws. So if anybody now talks about, you know, Sharia, or we want the Quran, even Muslim countries can't do that right now. You understand, my respected brothers? So if you want Sharia, you can't. But if you say, you know what, democracy, what do you say? Democracy. That is fine. So in Saudi Arabia, we want democracy, but we don't want the Quran. We don't want the Hadith. We want democracy. Pakistan, we want democracy. Although passports might say, you know, the Islamic Republic of Pakistan or the Islamic Republic of Iran or whatever. Most of the Muslim countries can't actually say that because of the pressure that comes from not just Shaitan but the followers of Shaitan, because Shaitan has introduced something completely new now. Now he could not change the Quran, so what they try to do is, okay, if we can't change the Quran, then put the Quran on one side. Put the Quran on one side. Don't listen to the ulama. So when scholars give lectures on a Friday or dars, don't listen to them. Why? Otherwise you're listening to the Quran. And the laws should not be of the Quran or the Hadith. Democracy. Now, I'm not saying that democracy and we should not follow democracy and the laws of this country. We have to respect the law of this country. We have to. We live in this country, we have to respect the laws of this country. But I am only explaining it to you from the religious point of view of how Shaitan was successful in demolishing a lot of the things. And so what he now came up with was man-made laws. So now when it's man-made laws, what happens? So for an example, in a democracy, most of the people, they say, look, there is nothing wrong with alcohol. So now people want to drink alcohol and they say it's party time, you know, let's enjoy. Men, women, we get together, let's drink, enjoy. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Look, what's wrong with enjoying yourselves? So now alcohol becomes legal. So if you're over 18, you can go and buy alcohol. There is nothing wrong, nobody to stop you to drink alcohol. But if you had Quran, if you had Hadith, it would be problematic. You can't enjoy, you can't fulfill your desire. So 90% of the rapes that actually happen is during party time. What is it? Party time. A lot of the times you see what happens. And the same thing, everything what you look at, in order to open the doors of sins, you have allowed man-made laws to come through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us also. You'll find that a man has divorced a Muslim lady, and that Muslim lady will say, I want 50% of that house. What is it? 50% of that house. And she'll say, well, it may not be the Islamic rule, but however, we live in a country in which these are the laws. But bhai, if that is the case, then there are so many laws in this country. There are so many laws in this country. Even alcohol is halal, interest is halal, gambling is halal, zina is halal, all of these things. So shaitan does not allow, in fact he opens up the doors of sins. And so for an example, if you look at the history of Valentine's Day. Ye February ka month hai na, Rajab mein. A lot of people want to give gifts. And if you look at Valentine's Day, how shaitan plays with the mind, Romans would celebrate a day in which they would dedicate things to their gods. The god was Pan and Juno. And Lupercalia was that day in which they would celebrate. So the Romans, what they did is that they would gather women in their locality, young women, and men on one side, and the names of women was put in this one container. And then the men would come in a line and just pick up one piece of paper, and whosever name it was, legally that wife, that woman would be his girlfriend for 1 year. So he could do zina and enjoy everything with her. And so how do we get Valentine's Day? It is ajeeb how shaitan works. And then during the Roman era, the Romans wanted to have a very strong army. So they did not want men to get married. Because when you get married, and if you are having a relationship with your wife, in a way, emotionally you become weak. Physically, you also become weak because you're married. And they wanted the best army. So they did not want anybody to get married. So there was a priest whose name was Valentine. Valentine privately would get the youth married. But when the Romans found out that he is getting people married, they imprisoned him and they said, we are going to execute him. Anyway, to cut things short, he was about to be executed. So he wrote in a piece of letter and he gave it to someone, two individuals who were going to get married. And he says, give my letter to so and so person. And in the letter it said, will you be my Valentine? Will you be my Valentine? So what they did, what shaitan did, is that he mixed it with guna and he gave it a name as Saint Valentine, as if it's got something to do with religion. And it opens up the door of guna and zina. So this is what happens. That is why very beautifully, in fact today, any film you watch, any film, everybody is falling in love. Ye to kamal hai. You know. People are singing. You know, in India you see, you sit in the rickshaw, there's music. You go anywhere, there's music. Wherever you go, music and dancing in India. Music and dance. Even cartoons. Now cartoons are made in such a way people fall in love. But everything is about love. To open up behayai. And how beautifully the Quran explains, Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't come even close to zina. Allah says, don't even, for everything else, Allah didn't say come close. Allah says, don't kill, don't steal, don't fornicate, But when it comes to zina, Allah said, وَلَا تَخْرَبُوا. Look, don't even come close to zina. Don't even open up apps like TikTok. If you watch TikTok, it will open the doors of zina for you. It will arouse you to do things and to watch women. And slowly from these apps, it will open up other apps and you will want to go and watch other things that are haram. So from the beginning, make yourself clean and stop things. So Allah is saying, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even come close to zina. So many apps. Astaghfirullahil Azim. Somebody was telling me in school, our youth, you know, they use different platforms now, different apps to watch things. Allah save us. Allah save us. This is what shaitan does, my respected brothers. Shaitan devises new things. A very new thing, what he does. I'm 18. So what if you're 18? As if the mentality that the Muslim child has got now, if I'm 18, your mother and father have got no right over you. Your mother and father can't say anything to you. I am 18. So if I want to watch things that are wrong, if I want to do things that are wrong, I can do so. Why I am 18? Allahu Akbar. If a lady does not want to wear a scarf, shaitan devises ajeeb words. You know, a Muslim girl was in school and she did not want to wear a scarf, and this issue was brought up to the teacher, and other girls were saying, why don't you wear a scarf? So the teacher said that, look, you know what, don't you people force her to wear a scarf. You know, it is her social human right. Look at the words, how shaitan devises. Beautiful, eh? Social human right. It's her right. Freedom is given to her. If she chooses to wear a scarf, she can. If she doesn't, who are you? This is how shaitan works. He uses fancy words, my respected brothers and elders, to change the mind and to destroy our iman. In the post-modern era, what I've noticed is that there is this new language that is being promoted. So what they say, oh, okay. No. This is your view and this is my view. Wow. Leaving that thing in a very relative way untouched. This is my view and this is your view. So even if a person is doing something wrong, he doesn't say it's wrong. He says, no. Look. Mind your own business, bhai. This is my view and this is your view. Are bhai, in Islam there is no such thing as your view and my view. When revelation has labeled something as accepted, it is the view of all the people. But a sin and something wrong cannot be your view. Baat samajh mein aaya nahi? My respected brothers and elders, do you understand? That cannot be your view. So shaitan works like that, my respected brothers and elders, slowly and slowly to push people out from the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. And so as Muslims, we have to be very, very careful. And we have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things that are out there is how shaitan manipulates, is how shaitan works, are the words that are thrown to you, the words, the speech, how people talk. It's designed to create doubt in your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why, alhamdulillah, the very first verse of the Quran, Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned that, O Nabi of Allah, advise me something that is enough for me. And Allah's Nabi gave a very beautiful answer. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I bring iman upon Allah and His Rasul. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Bas. Close the door thereafter and close your eyes from everything of the world and Just follow what Allah and His Rasul has said, and if you do that, one day when you wake up and when you open your eyes, inshaAllah, you will be in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار اللهم اهدنا صراط المستقيم اللهم عافنا اللهم ارحمنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.